All right, guys, that's all we have for today. Like the song says, take it easy.
Take it easy.
Next week.
Make sure you laugh today, like me and Sarah are.
Have a giggle.
Have a giggle. Great. Take it easy.
Bye.
Bye. See ya.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WMUC FM College Park, where College Radio is good radio. I'm your host from 12 to 1, Ella, with the most hype, lit, fun show out there, Ebb and Flow. We're going to get you started with a quick little PSA real quick, and then we'll hop into the show.
Don't you say... Hey, radio listeners. Do you like music? How about business? Come check out the Maryland Music Business Society, Thursdays at 7 in Van Munching Hall. Like us on Facebook at Terp Music for more details. Just to make sure we don't.
All right, you guys. I'm joined in the studio today with a super special guest. Hold on. Oh.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. It's Megan. She's back and better than ever.
Ooh, so hyped for this storytelling show today.
Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be super awesome, super fun. So a little bit. Oh, wait. First, where's my drink? Aha. Starbucks Dirty Chai. Guys, this drink was $8. I know. I know. No, literally, kind of ridiculous, kind of insane, but we ball. It's all right. We ball. Let's take a quick little sip. Have I already tried it? Yep. It's just so delicious, though.
Is it worth $8?
Like, yeah, do you want to try it?
Sure, I'll try a sip.
Hell yeah. It's pretty good. I would say it's worth $8, though. $8, I feel like, is a little excessive, but that's okay. Anyways, so storytelling... What does that mean? You may be asking. Well, any song that tells a really intricate story. And some would argue all songs tell stories, right? Yes. Which is the truth. But these ones especially have some super special stories. They're very just like, you're listening to the lyrics and you're like, oh my gosh, wow, I'm transported to this story. Like, wow, like, it's crazy, you know? So...
It's a great lineup this morning. You guys are in for a real treat.
Yes, most definitely. And we'll be back to talk a little bit about them, you know, as we get on. But might as well just hop right into the music. I feel like at this point, been yapping for a little too long. So we're going to start off with some Fish, followed by The Beatles, followed by Meatloaf. So get hype, y'all.
Bamboo came to help her keep the pace. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Well, let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Well, let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Well, let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Well, let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
Wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Well, let me sleep on it.
All right, you guys, that was Paradise by the Dashboard Light by Meatloaf. I hope you guys so far are being transported to another realm. You know, you're able to visualize these stories and feel really immersed into them. Because I know I am.
I know I am as well.
We're just like sitting and listening to the lyrics, bro, and like really, really listening for that story, even though these ones are pretty, pretty straightforward in terms of stories. But I know that was a lot of like rock. Kind of, I guess, for lack of better words, like, I don't actually really know what I would classify them as, but, like, rock, I would say. But, you know what other genre also tells stories?
What do you think?
Hip-hop! Whoa! Exactly, it's genre-less. It's genre-less. So we're gonna get into a little hip-hop set with some Outkast, Biz Markie, and Yay. Yeah, so I hope you guys are feeling a little bit more energized already so far. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to WMEC FM College Parkwood College Radio's Good Radio. I'm your host for another 40 minutes, Ella, of the most hyped fun show out there, Ebb and Flow. We're just going to keep on rolling along smoothly with these songs so that you guys can get the best stories as possible. So we're starting with The Art of Storytelling.
Somebody hit me the other day for a rendezvous. Was it the good and the dungeon crew. Let's say her name is Susie Screw, cause she screwed a lot, making a hit that chunk at legitimate spots. Not no parks, back seats, and things of that nature. Had to hate your player, digging up down, never said I hate her. Straight later, slayed her like Darth Vader. Made her from Collie Park and Fed, all the way down to the hater. Like Jada, her whip was sharp and sporty, that was shouty. Save with the snake and eggs and a Beamer 800 40. It's foggy, I went to the crib to call her, but she lost me. My baby mama beat me, 7 o'clock is gonna cost me. But I still wanna cut her though, maybe she had to work. I called her in the mall, wearing a real tight skirt. She was fine as I wanted to sex stuff up. She said, let's hit the parking lot so I can sick your duck. I say, cool, I really wanted to cut you, but this will do. I gotta pick up my daughter, plus my baby mama beat me too. She said she understood and everything was kosher. I gave her a little Will CD and a poster. It's like that now.
It's like that now. You better go get the hoe about your bag now. It's about 4-5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now.
Now Susie Screw had a partner named Sasha.
Thumper.
I remember her number like the summer. When her and Susie, yeah, they threw a slumber party, but you cannot call it that, cause it was slumber. Well, it was more like spending the night. 3 in the morning, yawning, dancing under street lights. We chilling like a villain and a feeling right. In the middle of the ghetto, on the curb, and despite all of the bush, we on our back, staring at the stars above. Talking about what we gonna be when we grow up. I said, what you wanna be? She said, alive. It made me think for a minute, then looked in her eyes. I could've died, time went on, I got grown, rhyme got strong, mind got blown. I came back home to find little Sasha was gone. Her mama said she would've that be treating her wrong. I kept on singing my song and hoping at a show that I would one day see her standing in the front row. But 2 weeks later she got found in the back of a school with a needle in her arm, baby, 2 months due. Sasha Thumper.
It's like that now, you better go get the hoe about your bag now. It's about 4-5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now. It's like that now. You better go get the hoe about your bag now. It's about 4-5 cats off in my leg now. We just shoot game in the form of story raps now. It's like that now. It's like that now.
Girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait. Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her her name, she said blah blah blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no I don't, I only have a friend. Come on, I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need. But you say he just a friend. And you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. But you say he just a friend. But you say he just a friend.
So I took Blah Blah's word for it. This time I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends and that's a fact, like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story about a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar, spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship. or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I call her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
Run away from me, baby. turn it up, get crazy. Or can't she just run away? Baby, I got a plan. Run away as fast as you can.
24/7, 365. Jesus stays on my mind. I did it. Alright, alright, I admit it. Now pick your next move. You can leave or live with it. It could buy a train with that me off top off. Split and go where? Back to wearing knockoffs high. Knock it off. Neiman's, shop it off. Let's talk over my ties. Waitress, top it off. Look like coaches wanna fly in your Freddy loafers. You can't blame them, they ain't never seen Versace sofas. Every bag, every blouse, every bracelet comes with a price tag, baby, face it. You should leave if you can't accept the basics. Plenty of walls in a ball and looking matrix. Invisibly set, the Rolex is faceless. I'm just young, rich, and tasteless.
Never was much of a romantic. I could never take the intimacy. And I know it did damage. Cause the look in your eyes is killing me. I guess you knew an advantage. Cause you could blame me for everything. And I don't know how I'ma manage if one day you just up and leave.
And I always find, yeah, I always find something wrong. You've been putting up with my just way too long. I'm so gifted at finding what I don't like the most. So I think it's time for us to have a toast. Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the let's have a toast for the scumbags. Every one of them that I know. Let's have a toast for the jerkos. Gotta never take work off. Baby, I got a plan. Run away fast as you can.
So this song was Runaway by Kanye West and Pusha T.
Classic.
One of the best raps, well, I guess, yeah, rap songs, in my humble opinion. I feel like everyone loves this song.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. It's very, very much storytelling. In terms of the storytelling specifically, though, so this song is about, the aftermath of his 2009 VMA scandal and breakup with Amber Rose. So he was, like, kind of accepting the villain role that the media assigned him. Which, let's be real, he is the villain, so I don't know why.
I was gonna say.
In this time period, maybe he was like, no, like,
but
victim complex.
In the context of the story.
Yeah, but we're just getting in the context of the story. He is a villain, guys. Don't think Ye is not. Let's be for real. Anyways, though, there was a short film that accompanied this, which I don't know if I've actually seen, because I saw the music video. Actually, maybe I have seen it, but I didn't really pick up on, I guess, the metaphor that he was putting down, if I've seen it. Anyway, so he falls in love with a phoenix, which in this case is a bird woman, that crash lands on Earth, so it symbolizes his career, and then the world rejects her strangeness, which mirror his feelings of being misunderstood and judged, leading to the phoenix and his relationship burning up and him having to run away.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Very dramatic.
Very dramatic. But if anyone's dramatic, we all know it's Ye.
Yeah,
he might be the most dramatic of them all. Yeah, so that was a glimpse into how hip-hop rap can be storytelling. Honestly, I would argue probably one of the most storytelling genres. That, sure. And I feel like classic rock.
Yeah.
But, you know, these are just the clean songs that we could find. I was going to put in a Mona Lisa by Lil Wayne.
Oh, great
song, but then I was like, I don't think my audience would appreciate that, so I didn't, because I found a clean version of it, and that song gets me so pumped, like, maybe one of the most hype songs ever, yeah. So maybe next time you're on, we'll play that.
I'm down.
Oh yeah, okay, we're moving back to some popular songs, like, y'all will definitely know these songs.
Yes, this is my fave section.
Oh yeah, no, this is a fun little section. It's very like some, I feel like it's kind of summery,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Some pep in the step vibe.
Windows,
yes, yeah. Yeah, Windows, like yes. This next song especially, Beach, like
yes.
Yeah, okay, so we're gonna start with some Copacabana. I hope you guys are excited. TTYL.
Her name was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. Lost her love. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago, when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined, and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost her Tony, now she's lost her mind at the Copa, Copacabana. Copacabana,
sack. Is that all you get for your money? And it seems such a waste of time. If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
I hits the bottom roof. The horses wonder who you are. The thunder drowns out, but the lightning sees. You feel like a movie star. Listen, this ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again.
Alright, y'all, that was Raspberry Beret by Prince. We only have one more song for you guys today, so I hope you guys have enjoyed this show and are feeling super excited and happy for the week ahead of you.
Can't believe it's already coming to an end.
I know, it went by so quickly, and we're honestly, I think we might finish a little bit early because we only have one song left. That being said, it is a little bit of a longer song.
Yes.
Very classic. For those of you who are familiar with the game Guitar Hero, you'll definitely know this song. For those of you who are familiar with American Wedding by Frank Ocean, you'll also definitely know this song. Also, I'd be kind of shocked if you didn't know this song, like, just generally. What could it be? Comment down below your guess.
For a chance at our giveaway.
Exactly. Well, today we're giving away $5,000 to the person who can guess. To call the first caller to tune in correctly with the name of the song and the artist wins our giveaway. And a signed Fetty Wap poster.
Oh, getting serious.
I know. Getting real serious.
So let us know your guesses.
Yes. You have 10 seconds. 10. 9.
Wow, no calls coming through.
Damn. What a shame. Okay, I guess no one wants the Fetty Wap poster, whatever.
I guess we'll just have to keep it and the $5,000.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame. I was ready. I was feeling philanthropic, but well, it's okay. Next time.
Snooze, you lose.
Snooze, you lose. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, do better, you guys. Anyways, well, the song is Hotel California by the Eagles, in case anyone was curious. Yep, tells a very ambiguous story, but a story nonetheless.
That's the truth.
Yeah, it's who really even knows what it's about, honestly. But it tells the story of a hotel in California.
Exactly. Actually, I said it better myself.
Exactly. Like, what else could it possibly be, actually? Yep. So, yeah, I hope you guys have enjoyed your ebb and flow journey today. Thank you, Megan, for coming on this show. Appreciate having you here.
Yes. Always a blast.
Of course, you're always welcome back. The Dirty Try, I would rate a, honestly, like, 8 out of 10. I love me a Dirty Try. Yeah, and there's one other thing that I wanted to share. Oh, I wanted to explain how Dirty Try tells a story, right? Because you may be wondering, oh, like, all these songs tell a story, but how does Dirty Try tell a story? Well, I'm glad you guys asked, because actually, well, first of all, Try in general, the tea has a long story and long journey from, India to here. That's a whole different thing. But the Dirty Chai, we have espresso. So we have coffee, right? Where coffee, chat, people talk all the time while they drink coffee. Then we also have tea. Someone even say tea time. Combine the two, bam, you're telling a whole new story. So it's a combination. It's a journey through time with, you know, chai traveling here, espresso traveling here, combining the two, creating a beautiful story. And it has a flavorful story in your mouth when you drink it as well.
Wow. Not sponsored, by the way.
not sponsored at all, but really good, so you should try. Anyways, let's just get into this last song. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, or College Radio is good radio. If you're interested in learning more about Ebb and Flow, feel free to follow the Instagram, WMUC_Ebb and Flow. There'll be content posted on that today regarding my Substack blog, which is also linked in the bio if you want to read that. And also information regarding the documentary soon. YouTube is almost allowing me to post it in America. Ooh. So we're almost there. Okay, anyways, nice hanging with y'all. Hell yeah, I can send you the Google Drive link. All right, TTYL, you guys.
Bye.
Enjoy.
Thank you.